Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Velocity Cast. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I hope you've had a phenomenal start to your week thus far going into the weekend. This week, I want to briefly talk about the victim mindset, what it's probably costing you, and some potential strategies for you to deal with it, overcome it, have it impact your life less. Because even if we, you know, are doing everything right, even if we're generally motivated or driven individuals, it's very easy for us to fall into a pattern of a victim mindset. And so I want to start today's podcast off with a personal story to kind of shed some light on how this has affected my life and times where maybe I have given into this mindset. And last year was a prime example of this, where my wife and I had bought a home, but it was under construction. So we were kind of waiting for things to finish. And it was, the timeline was going to be really tight with regards to our mortgage commitment. And on top of that, for anybody who follows finance or stock market or investing, you know that last year was an absolutely terrible roller coaster ride of stock performance and finance, right? Everything was kind of shutting down. We were dealing with recession. Nobody really knew what direction things were heading in, right? We dealt with that upswing post-COVID, and everything kind of came crashing back down to reality. And so I was in a position where fortunately everything ended up being fine, and we were able to navigate it. But it was a stressful period of time financially, and also because we were making this big decision with our future of moving into a new home. And there was a period of time where I was worried about both the timing of the home being completed, and then also just our financial future, as I was watching a lot of my investments kind of dwindle away and go through this tumultuous period. And during that time, there were several separate occasions, and I'll kind of lump them into one general thought here. But there were several separate occasions where I felt like a victim. I felt like everything, the world was out to get me, life wasn't fair. You know, I had done all these things right up to this point, so why was I dealing with this? You know, for there was kind of like a 48-hour period where we had kind of gotten confirmation that the house was going to be done on time. And then the seller's attorney messed up some things, botched some paperwork, and we were looking at the very real possibility of just losing the home because we were going to lose our mortgage commitment. And during that period of time, I was relatively unpleasant. I was grumpy. I was grouchy. I was kind of throwing my hands in the air and blaming the world for my problems. And I generally consider myself to be someone who looks for solutions to problems and doesn't really give in to those emotions. But like anybody, I'm human. And that period of time was really challenging for me and kind of backed me into a corner where I was exhibiting some of those character traits that I'm not super proud of. And so I tell you this story to help you realize that even if you generally are someone who doesn't consider themselves to be a victim, who's very self-sufficient, who's very independent, there can still be moments in time that test you and moments in your life that push you into that mindset. So what is the victim mindset, right? So if we're going to define this, we all know those people around us who constantly complain, who all the bad things seem to happen to them. There's a, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a parable or whatever, but there's this thought process about the crazy person on the train, right? Where if you look around and you can't spot the crazy person on the train, you're probably the crazy person. And, you know, not to make a joke about this, but there are those people in our lives who all these bad things seem to happen to them and they don't realize that it's all their fault, right? You know, whether it's a relative or a friend or somebody in your social circle or a coworker, right? All these bad things consistently happen to these people. And so they turn around and they blame the world, or they say life isn't fair or nobody likes them or this or that or whatever. When in reality, they're the ones who are manufacturing their own problems, right? They're responsible for these situations that they find themselves in. And so you know, this victim mindset is particularly nasty because when you're in that thought process and when you start to blame the outside world for everything that's happening to you, it becomes very difficult for you to pull yourself out of that headspace and give yourself an honest self-assessment, to take an honest look in the mirror and realize that you have the power to fix your problems. And so this is kind of a dangerous headspace to be in. And a lot of times we don't realize that we are exhibiting these, you know, symptoms, or we're not thinking this way until it's too late, or until we're kind of, you know, in a hole. And so, you know, I want you to be wary of and mindful of when this mindset can creep up in your life. And it tends to happen when we're kind of like already beat down or already in a bad mood and something else happens that's negative. And there is a particular tool or approach that I think can help you navigate those circumstances and come out the other side empowered and able to take control. Because the victim mindset, I find with people, tends to pop up when they feel like they're losing control, or they feel like despite their preparation or their effort or whatever, something negative has still continued to happen. And so it can feel like we're kind of, you know, adrift at sea for a moment. And so the next time you feel yourself maybe starting to think those things, or you start to think that life isn't fair or whatever, what I want you to do is I want you to take action immediately. And it doesn't need to be anything big. It can be something small. But in my case, one of the things that I did, and this was actually a, so kind of to tie this into the finance story that I was telling before, this was actually a really good piece of advice that I read from a really advanced and intelligent investor. And they said, you know, during tough times, when markets are down, when things are chaotic, take a look at your investment strategy, take a look at your portfolio, and kind of batch everything into risk, right? So high risk stocks, low risk stocks, things in the middle. Look at all of those investments and try to balance for risk, right? So, okay, we're in this tumultuous time. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do I have any high risk assets? And can I kind of convert those to lower risk assets for now? And so I started to look at my investment thesis and look at the places that I had money invested. And I said, okay, for the most part, these are pretty safe bets. Everything's kind of down right now, right? So maybe I'll rebalance this or push some of this, you know, this way or whatever. But the point is not to, you know, specifically tie this to investing. The point is that was a small action that I could take to take back control of that situation, right? So, you know, maybe you feel like you're not prepared for an exam coming up or whatever. So you go through and you make some flashcards or whatever. You take some action to prepare yourself or to take control back of the situation. So from there, that immediately had a calming effect on me and on my mind, right? Because I felt like I was doing something productive to navigate the situation. And so a lot of the times that victim mindset can pop up when you're letting things happen to you and you're not taking control or taking action to move yourself forward. So immediately take action, even if it's something small. Just take a step forward to pull yourself out of that situation. And a lot of times that action or that movement, that momentum is enough to kind of jolt you out of that headspace. From there, I want you to kind of take an assessment of, and this is tied to the action step, and this can happen either before or after, but take an assessment of all of the things that are happening to you that are causing you to feel like a victim, that are causing you to feel like life is unfair. You can just list them out. Be like, all right, cool. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening. And what I want you to realize as you go through that list is write out the full list entirely and then go back through and cross out all of the things that you have no power to change. So there's going to be a number of items on that list that you cannot influence at all one way or the other. Just cross them out. Don't worry about them. And, you know, that's obviously easier said than done. But going through this list and realizing, okay, maybe there's a handful of these items that I can actually influence and I can take action to influence, just basically narrowing your focus down to those key things is an immediate way to refocus your mind and kind of calm yourself a little bit. The last thing I'll say about these situations is we tend to amplify the negative in almost any situation in life. As human beings, we tend to amplify the downside or the risk or the negative components of something. So the next time you feel like maybe that victim mindset is slipping in or coming forward, right? Look at your situation and look at what you may be amplifying. So, you know, we tend to make it seem like every negative situation is the end of the world, when in reality, it's probably something that you've navigated in the past or a situation that you've overcome in the past. So look at what you're currently kind of freaking out or worried about and try to put it into a larger context. So in the example of, you know, my investments kind of crashing down last year, I had to pull myself back and say, okay, the market's down for everybody. This is kind of a universal thing. You know, I can get a handle on maybe, you know, moving some riskier assets into safer assets. But at the end of the day, the best thing that I can do is just wait, because everybody's in the same boat, right? So sometimes doing nothing is better than freaking out and trying to do a bunch of things. And so that was a situation where I just realized, okay, I'm amplifying this situation. I'm making it worse by worrying about it or making it a bigger deal than it is. And if I can think about this logically and try to take the emotion out of it, then that can help me get a better handle on what's going on, and that can help me take some type of action to move forward. So, okay, we understand maybe how to better navigate situations where that victim mindset becomes present, but I want you to be aware of the things that it could be costing you, and this may hopefully help you be a little bit more aware of maybe when it's creeping up in your life, because a lot of times, like I said, this can happen without us realizing it. So let's think about that friend or that family member or that coworker or that acquaintance who, you know, woe is me, everything always happens to them, the world is out to get them. You probably don't spend a lot of time around that person. You probably don't want to spend a lot of time around that person, right? So chances are, when these people pop up in your life, you kind of avoid them like the plague. Maybe they're family members who you are forced to see at holidays, but you actively avoid talking to them at other times. We distance ourselves naturally from these people because they tend to carry a cloud with them. This negative energy, this negative cloud that envelops them, that gets passed on to everybody they interact with. And that negativity, that victim mindset, that woe is me attitude, just drags down the energy of everybody around you. And so you may not be aware that you're engaging in that behavior, but if you think about the effect that it has on you when others around you do it, maybe that will make you more aware of times where you're having that same effect on other people in your life, right? Because those people, the constant complainers, the gossipers, the negativity, we actively avoid it because it decreases the quality of our life the more time that we spend with those people. So really spend some time kind of taking an honest assessment of your life recently and try to think to times where maybe you were blaming external factors for things that were in your control. Try to think about times where maybe you were worrying about things that you couldn't influence, and focus on maybe thinking about times where you kind of froze up and didn't do anything and just sat and were miserable when there was probably some action or actions that you could have taken to at least take a step in the right direction. Now, I understand that solving these problems is hard, and I'm not saying that, you know, this is an easy solution. I'm not saying that overcoming that mindset is an easy thing to do. But if you ever feel like life is unfair or you feel like something is happening to you, what I want you to do is try to look for ways in which you can influence the outcome of that situation, in ways in which you can take a step in the right direction, however small. And you know, this is kind of the biggest theme and the biggest message that I want you all to take away from this week. Typically, at times where we are stressed out, at times where we are upset, at times where we're overwhelmed, at times where we feel like the world is out to get us, the best remedy for that situation is action, is movement. You know, in the same way that in the gym, you know, we tell people when, you know, when you're coming back from an injury or when you, you know, feel like you have low energy, The solution is movement. The solution is to move anyways, to find a way in which you can move your body, in which you can be active. And the same is true of these environments in which we kind of feel negative or we feel our mindset shifting to a negative space. The solution is movement, is to do something, anything that can positively change your situation. And what I want you to understand is ultimately the only person responsible for our future is us. The only person who can influence where we end up is us. We are responsible for our own life. Our lives are our fault. So everything that happens to us, whether directly or indirectly, is our fault. So even the things that happen to us are a result of us putting ourselves in those positions, interacting with those people, making those decisions. And so when you feel like a victim, or when you feel like life is unfair or things are unfair, realize that you got yourself into that situation. But the positive aspect of that is that you solely have the power to get yourself out of that situation. And so the remedy for that mindset, the remedy for that negativity, is just to take action, to focus on what you can do right now in this moment to take a step in the right direction, to take a positive step forward. And I think that will ultimately help you anytime you feel like you're in a rut or you feel like you're stuck in that victim mindset. So hopefully this helps some of you out. Hopefully, maybe this advice can help people in your life who have this mindset, and approaching those conversations can be difficult. But ultimately, I think sometimes the best thing to do instead of writing somebody off is, you know, send them some information that you think will help them, and they'll probably get mad. But eventually, someday, maybe they'll listen to it or read it or whatever, and hopefully it will help them change their lives as well. So until next week, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next time.